This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome to Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And for our new stations, and I know that we have a couple of new people, different parts of the country listening today, welcome aboard. I want to just share with all of you that we are amending programming a little bit because we need to mention that COVID-19 is affecting all of us, including the world of CBD and cannabis. And we try to educate, inform, and bring information. So we welcome you to the program. If you have never heard our first guest, you're in for a very big treat. He is probably one of the most prolific authors and researchers in our time. He started out in the world of botanicals, looking at oregano especially, but botanicals in general, with a book that was called The Cure is in the Cupboard. And he has been outspoken and very, very passionate about educating us about botanicals. And now his book about hemp is out. It's called The Hemp Oil Miracle: The Power of Raw Whole Food Hemp for Your Better Health. And as we are navigating our way through this pandemic, Dr. Cass Ingram, welcome back. Always such a pleasure to have you with us. Your information is always very critical. I would love for you to share with us your reflection on pandemics, and because this is something that you've researched and you've talked numerous times about with us.
Yeah.
And do share with us about what you've learned and what you've written about and all of those wonderful things, please.
Well, these pandemics are man-induced. If you go back to the Great Plague, if you go back to the ergotamine poisoning that led to the Salem witch trials, you know, where people were poisoned by ergot, there's some evidence that the Black Plague was related to mold. Then you have the issue of the 1918 flu, which was vaccine-induced when they over-vaccinated the soldiers in the armories and in the barracks, and then they became breweries. So you have, in 2009, you have the influenza swine flu, which was from industrial farms. You had the H1N1 swine flu, which was from industrial farms. And now you have this industrial farm pig virus. Pig. There are multinationals are held culpable for every death. This will be the premise of my new book, The Coronavirus Cure. It's nearly done. The fact is, I know I'm being strong on this, but these multinational farms, or whatever you want to call them, these big, huge industrial mega farms where no one should eat any such food anyway, they're responsible for the last, half a dozen plagues that have hit the planet. Why aren't we calling them to account? There are people dropping dead before their time. Nurses and doctors in Italy dropping down. So this is a mutation or a pathogen that evolved in the swine in China, and then from swine to humans. Maybe started out in a bat. I don't know, but it's, you know, all this other stuff about snakes and pangolins. It's a sideshow. It's got to be the pigs. And it makes sense. Nope. Swine flu. I mean, we've had swine flu already. We have it all the time. It's endemic.
Let's talk about a piece of information that many of us did not know until you informed us about the people that survived the pandemic of, I think it was 1918?
Yes, in 1918, yeah.
Tell us what they...
Well, there was a factory, and they were grinding and grinding and grinding, and whatever they were grinding had infested their lungs and their bronchial tracts and their hair and their clothing. There was no OSHA. And that factory down in the south.
No OSHA to tell them what the regulations were.
Nobody to harass them.
No charts to put on the wall.
So it was the cinnamon grinders, and the aromatic compounds from the cinnamon protected all the workers from getting sick. And then it also, see, this we make a lot of hoop to do about nothing. The whole world closes down because of a pathogen. I've never heard of anything more ridiculous in my life. And then the workers, when they went home, their clothes protected the family members from also getting sick. You give me this miserable plague, put me in charge of all the hospitals, I'll shut it down right now. In fact, I'm working on doing that. I've got nurses and doctors taking the right approach, you know, taking antiseptic natural medicine, and they're not getting sick. It's got a barrier. So between spraying it, shooting it up your nose, and taking it by, per mouth, you can take some natural powerhouses. And I know you're not supposed to talk about it. I mean, you want to, how many more people you want to drop dead? How many countries you want shut down?
Well,
I want to
go back to what you were sharing with us about the history of pandemics, and then I want to talk about how hemp fits into this conversation and CBD and where we are today. But before I go there, I just wanted to say that our immune system is at stake, and that's the bottom line. And a lot of people are not understanding that what you
eat... Yeah, they're going to rely on the doctor
what
to come
you
up
think,
with a magic trick. Yeah, that's not going
to
work.
Well, we need to just educate people of the importance of keeping the immune system healthy and eating takeout pizza every night and ordering fast food and sugary products and ice cream is not the road to keeping that immune system healthy.
The biggest catastrophe is reliance on modern medicine to make a magic trick and not, like you said, taking care of yourself. Your diet, excessive alcohol consumption, high sugar, and just stop it. Take care of yourself. There's this plague going around.
Tell us about the raw whole food hemp oil that you're that you've written about that you're so excited about and why this might help everybody with anxiety, with sleep, and
I use the raw hemp with hops as a sedative at night to knock out my insomnia that I had since I was a teenager, and that's known as Hempanol PM, I guess is the name, and that's hops, cinnamon, chamomile, and oregano. Yeah, I use all that with the cannabis, and I do take a little bit of raw hemp. But if I had to go into COVID land, USA, if they called me up and said, "Doctor, you got to come to New York and help us at the hospital," I'll take the Hempanol PM. I'll take a little Hempanol, but I would take the one with the oregano. You know, the one that has the raw oregano, I know would help protect me against this, whatever it is, this mysterious illness that nobody can define. And if I had to go into COVID land, USA, and that's where it is, I would take the wild oregano oil, the oregano juice, the shoot it up the nose stuff, and what else, and the spray. Oregano spray to spray my car, my body, my head, my hair, my spray it towards my eyes. I'd spray everything. I'd spray you. If you came to say, "Hey, Doc," I'd shoot you on the back and the front.
Oh, that's so funny. Dr. Ingram, I would love for you to talk about this raw resin that you have been preaching about for so long.
Bacteriophylline, you see, the terpenes, that's one of the big, and also because it's raw, it doesn't have this heat and chemical denaturation, the damage that occurs when you use petrochemicals. So I wouldn't tell you that CBD is the answer for the, you know, the global plague, but if you took the raw hemp, it would help. You know, reduce the inflammation, keep the lungs healthy, activate the CB2 receptor.
But this has been used, you've educated us, this has been used through the eons.
Oh, yeah.
In every culture and every religion.
Yeah, they used to anoint them, and they called it ointment, but now we call it anointing as if it's religious, but it was no physical. It was completely physical. They didn't go around.
We will be back. Yeah. We'll be back with Dr. Cass Ingram in just a moment. Cass Ingram, .com for the book The Hemp Oil Miracle and lots of other things. And for people that want more information about the raw oregano, they go to, go ahead and give out the website.
Well, the wild oregano would be oreganol.com, www.oreganol.com. No claims made. Just, you know, find out what you could do for yourself. And don't.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Cass Ingram right here on Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And before we get back with Dr. Cass, and Dr. Cass, it was a very sad death this week. I don't know if you saw that this coronavirus took the life of Charlotte Figge. Charlotte Figge was that little girl that we all watched in Dr. Sanjay Gupta's hemp, his series that he did on CNN. And Charlotte had a very rare form of a disease of Dravet syndrome, I think it is. It's a rare form of epilepsy that started in infancy. And she was having seizures every half hour or so. I mean, it was just crazy. She, her parents, Paige and Stephen, said that the cannabidiol, CBD, was the only thing that could help her. And the Sterling brothers from Charlotte's Web created Charlotte's Web in honor of Charlotte. They went to all of the authorities. They screamed at the mountaintops that this could possibly help, and it was helping her, that people needed to research it, and no one wanted to. And now, all these years later, we are free to talk about CBD. She was a pioneer in her efforts, as were her parents, and I felt very saddened to hear of her passing. Her body succumbed to the coronavirus this week, and at 13 years of age, she died. And it was such a journey that we all went on because of Charlotte, and we opened our eyes and we became aware of this hemp plant. And so I just wanted to make a mention of that, Dr.
Yeah.
Well, Cass Ingram.
Wonderful that you've espoused that and eulogized. And from God we come and we go back. She's looking at us and saying, cheering us on to keep with the natural medicine. She got some relief. But here's a case where we have to spread the news about the oregano, because we are losing some infants and teenagers, mostly older people, but some 30 and 40-year-olds. So each age category is vulnerable to a degree. And, of course, predisposing health is the biggest risk factor. But that's where the oregano comes in. You can take it because you can't do anything else anyway. There's no vaccine. There's no drug, really. And there's no safe drug for infants or children. And so why not use something that's completely safe if you can get the right stuff and just preventively take it, so we don't have another Charlotte Figge that we love and we wish the best for on this planet succumb. So I'll just give you my cocktail, because, you know, there are drug cocktails that are being recommended, and I know you're not supposed to say anything, but I guess since I'm writing the book, I'll tell you what's in the book.
Okay,
so my cocktail for this, I mean, you can use the hemp, but obviously it's not enough, because hemp's not that big of a germicide. You can use it for inflammation. You really need the oil of wild oregano. Now, we're talking prevention, so we don't have more friends that go before their time. You want it wild oregano. You don't want commercial farm raised. So, okay, wild. You want the oregano juice. You want to sip on the juice hydrazole. You really do. You want the wild oregano spray. Those would be the top three basic things. more sophisticated is this multiple spice. Remember we talked about cinnamon? It's got the cinnamon, the oregano,
yes,
the cumin, and the sage. It's already been tested. The WHO is looking at the essential oils. They actually found out some information, but they haven't released it yet. It's positive, by the way. It's positive about oregano. We hear nothing yet. But anyway, so that would be this multiple spice, if you could get a hold of those capsules. So that's the triage. That's the cocktail. That's not a claims made. That's something you should take anyway.
And this also, by the way, as a young doctor, the reason you're so passionate and you have become the king of wild oregano, P73, and you have been... As long as I've known you, Dr. Cassian.
Yeah, I know. Look, I do it myself. What are you going to do? You know,
You had a very compromised situation with your own health that led you to this, as did the raw resin hemp oil with your own insomnia.
Yeah.
So we're benefiting from things that you have uncovered
that have been in nature, though. I must say to you, and you're right, but if we had a natural animals, natural farms, organic and sustainable, we wouldn't see so many Miss Figgies be victimized by this horrible over devastation of the human planet. And so now we have a plague that's destroying countries, wiping out businesses, killing a teenager, killing an elderly, killing 40-year-olds, taking out people. And we've got to fight back.
Especially black and brown people, by the way. Especially black and brown people.
Blacks in New York are getting pounded.
That's right. All over the country.
Right. And so they don't want me to say anything technically, right? But I'm going to say generically that you have to look at natural medicines. You have to build yourself up. You have to eat more citrus, garlic, onion, cinnamon, oregano. And if you can afford it, you want to get some kind of an extract that you could take. It's just the way it is every day. Sure, you can do the hemp, but you've got to take a look at, you know, oil of oregano. You've got to take a look at the oregano hydrazole juice. You've got to take a look at the oregano spray with bay leaf. I use this spray. I spray it in my face. I let it drift into my eyes, my hair. I mean, it burns, but it burns good. I don't want this miserable industrial farm virus in my body. It's probably in all our bodies already. Anyway, but I don't want it knocking me around. I got to be on the radio with Miss Boyer.
Yes, yes, you do. By the way, I just want to say that this raw hemp oil can, as Dr. Ingram is saying, and I'm so thrilled that he's being realistic, this is not going to be a cure for COVID-19, and don't let anyone tell you it is. As a matter of fact, when you're in the midst of COVID-19, the worst thing you can do is to have this in your body. So I appreciate your honesty about it, but it really does help. It does help though with anxiety. And Dr. Cassian, we've got to run. But this has been wonderful. The Hemp Oil Miracle, Dr. Cass Ingram's website. Go ahead and give it. CassIngram.com.
It's non-commercial there. A lot of articles. CassIngram.com. A lot of science.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cass Ingram. We appreciate it. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. Not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. We now welcome the Canna Moms, and yes, I'm not kidding, the Canna Mom Show, and the two hosts are with us today. The co-hosts are with us today. Joyce and Annie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey there.
How are you doing?
Oh, good.
Well,
doing great.
I just mentioned in my last segment, I had to pay tribute, of course, to Charlotte Figge, who
yes.
was, I feel, the woman that the young girl, her mother and
yes.
father brought it all to life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He said she changed his life in the way that he looks at medicine. His series
yes,
changed my life. Yes,
that
his series
good.
Changed my life because I didn't understand the medicinal piece of this story. I was very judgmental. Right,
yeah.
right. I was very judgmental and didn't understand the whole picture. And through education and taking the time to understand the entire plant and the many, many properties that it holds for healing, I was then able to grasp this story.
It's quite amazing, Frankie, isn't it? I say this as a middle-aged woman who played tennis and wears pearls. You know, I had a cannabis awakening. I didn't know what this was either until 2016. You know, I am from Massachusetts. I'm a Puritan just like the rest of us, born and bred, and never in a million years would have believed that my home state would have ever legalized recreational cannabis, but it did. Yes.
And our home... So I have to say that our home state is, because of the coronavirus, and I want your take on Charlotte, and I want to hear about what your show is all about, and we have you guys for the next half hour, but I want to just share with everyone that, yes, for two segments, we're doing two segments, but I wanted to share with everyone that Massachusetts right now has put recreational marijuana on hold, and explain
right.
to us why.
I can talk from the sort of business end and again to kind of talk from the consumer end. So I will talk from this from the business side. I don't know how your business people who are, you know, listening to the show understand how complicated and how expensive it is to become a dispensary in this state just because of the regulations. And it is not the legal banking issues are just tremendously difficult and you can't deduct normal expenses. It is just very expensive. And to get to the point where you have a rec dispensary in this state, you have put up so much money and you have done so much community work and you are so ready to open, you know that you are welcome in that community. And for them to cut off this amazing industry that's going to change our country as it is getting started and all those people who have finally got their rec dispensaries up and working won't be able to continue because this is going to bankrupt them. They're not going to get any of the normal business benefits. There's a
no.
small business association because of the federal illegality. This is tragic. And I just
well, that's
like
just it.
Side.
Yes.
And then there's the people who use this who do not have medical cards. There's a litany of issues that are going with this. And my friends who don't even believe in cannabis, who you know think what I'm doing is crazy, when they heard that alcohol was going to be available but not rec, they reached out to me and said, you know, that was.
Totally. Well, we're not allowed to use that word on our over the radio network. Yes, we have to. This is not a podcast, and I just want to just, you know, yeah.
I am so sorry, Frankie. I'm sorry.
I love that you did that, Joyce. That's awesome.
I did. Anyway, so that it was a very strong reaction from my friends who don't believe in it. So, you know, the
yes.
medical
no, and I think
this thing that is really not fine.
I agree. And you know, they're being sued. The state, the cannabis companies have gotten together and some of them are suing the governor. So we'll see how this all is unfolding. And it's a double standard, a double-edged
totally.
Standard once again.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk to you guys about your show, and please keep it clean.
I'm so nice too. I never swear, but yeah, I don't know. That just it overwhelms me. It makes me angry, and I am a lawyer too. Just so you know.
We're in strange times.
Okay. So, share with us a little bit about the show and how it came about, and why you're doing the show. the podcast.
Amy, you want to start with your story, how you got connected and how you're working with us?
Joyce, you go for it. You sound so much better.
So just so you know, Amy and I really are friends. We've known each other for 30 years. She was my younger brother's college girlfriend.
Okay.
So that's how we know each other. I say I got into this situation a little bit from desperation, isolation, and a lot of rejection. I'm a lawyer, attorney, a family law attorney by training, but I'm also a mom. And I had a lot of issues, you know, trying to maintain that balance between my professional and my parenting. And, you know, I just at some point dropped out, which I tell young women never to do. When I was coming back into the work world, I was having a hard time getting work. There's a long story to this, but in 2016, I was working, and I also happened to go out to Colorado with my husband, and we did a tour, a private tour, with this woman named Goldie Soledar, who was one of our guests on our show.
Oh, sure.
She has a company called City Sessions. She's awesome. And she took us to a dispensary and to a grow facility, and it was just me and my husband, and she talked to us, and it was awakening. I call it a cannabis awakening. It was like literally everything I knew about cannabis was wrong. So that's how it started. 2017, I lost my job, and I went into a bit of a spiral because I really, no one could see me. It was like I'd become invisible, you know? And I went into a little bit of therapy, and I talked to my coach, my career coach, and we talked about cannabis because it had just become legalized, and all the law firms in the state were starting to hire cannabis attorneys, you know? What a crazy idea. So I started learning the regs. That's how I started. And then in 2018, I met a person at a meeting who was interested in starting a cannabis media company, and I got involved in cannabis that way. And I just started learning about cannabis, which I didn't know anything about. I didn't know what the endocannabinoid system was. I didn't know about issues. I didn't know any of the history. I learned it sort of as a journalist. And then in 2019, I was executive producer on this media company, and one day my friend and I were literally just talking about how we talk to our kids. My kids are older right now. They're 21 and 18. Her kids are younger, and we did a podcast. It was a podcast. It was video and audio at that time. Just us talking about that. So that's how it started. And it just seemed like a good idea. So every week I was kind of inviting my friends on, you know, come talk in the studio about different issues. And in October, I knew that I needed to leave the media company. It wasn't working out. They encouraged me to take ownership of the show. So I did. I trademarked it, and Amy came on board as my co-host. And she's got a whole different kind of history with cannabis than I do, but this has now become, you know, an empowerment issue. We talk about how women are using this in their lives as health and wellness. We talk about the business aspect of it. And the big part, we talk about crushing the shame, you know, that parental shame, this idea that you can drink.
Yes.
You know, I grew up in that era. I could drink a bottle of wine in front of my kids, but I couldn't have a joint.
Right.
You know, that was not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of women, I meet them now, who use this as a medicine, who use this as a calming effect, and the shame has to go away. So we talk about that a lot. Yes.
And Annie, tell me a little bit. Yes, lovely story. Annie, tell me about your background and how you came into the world of cannabis.
Sure. First, it's Amy. I know, you know, I have my spelling.
Amy, I'm so sorry.
It looks like two M's together. You know, I get that my whole life. But, you know, I've been a recreational smoker since a teenager, you know, on and off. I actually didn't smoke during college. I didn't smoke the first few years that I had my son. And then I got cancer, breast cancer, and I immediately knew that cannabis was going to become part of my life again. It wasn't a question. I didn't want to have any of the horrible side effects, which you have anyway, but at least the cannabis lessens it. You know, the nausea, the appetite, the just feeling like an alien in your body. You know, breast cancer is the worst. You know, it just sucks. And so many of my friends had it also. And, you know, around the same time, it was just bizarre. So anyway, cannabis helped me through it. You know, you have good weeks and bad weeks. My good weeks, no one would even know that I had cancer. You know, I had my wig on. I looked, you know, normal and functioning. In addition to being a breast cancer survivor, you know, I'm also a mom of a 12-year-old now. I've been a realtor for 20 years. And I love
it. And she makes it more fun.
Yeah, you know,
fun.
I add levity.
Wait, we have to take a break because this is commercial.
Okay.
radio, which means we have to pay some bills here. So we will be back in just a moment. Give us the best website, Amy and Joyce, for the show.
Yeah, it's the website is thecannamomshow.com.
And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. We'll be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Boyer, right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We've been doing this show for 3.5 years, trying to bring information, education, insights. We talk to all kinds of people, and today we have two moms that have their own podcast. And Amy and Joyce, welcome back. Nice to have you ladies with us today. And I have to ask you, Joyce, from a perspective as a lawyer and a woman in the cannabis industry, how are you feeling about COVID-19 personally and professionally? Impact it's going to have on the industry?
In the hopeful point, that this cannabis is going to change America. It's a new American industry. It can be built, you know, it's grown here. You can build things here. You can use it as an American industry. This could be part of the when we get out of this, it's going to be part of the solution. I really believe that. So that's the hopeful part. In terms of women in the industry, I mean, it's sort of the same as anything. I'm an attorney. I grew up in the 80s. I tried to do everything. I failed at it. Felt bad about it. But now I know that, you know, my generation, I mean, our generation, I'm 54. The women my age and younger, we did everything we were supposed to do. I took the bar pregnant. but because of the way our society is structured, it was really hard to do everything. And, Sheryl Sandberg told me to lean in, and I was mad. So, this is an industry that is new. It's a new industry, and women my age and older who have education, whose kids are grown, we still have a lot of energy. This is a good place for us to be. So I think that part is hopeful. And we own those leadership skills. We have them. Compassion, caring, trust, goodness. The things that told me people I was a bad divorce attorney are the things going to make me and the women like me. Really good leaders. Right. The future that's going to come after COVID. I really honestly believe that. I agree.
How is it affecting your life?
Oh, my God. Well, my son.
Amy's got a whole different thing,
Oh, my God. He's being homeschooled now with Google Classroom, but luckily Boston was, on top of it, but they're giving, so much work, it's ridiculous. So, and in terms of being a realtor, my office is closed. I'm not allowed to do showings. So, I'm just taking it easy and walking the dog. I'm smoking a lot of cannabis and repeat, every day, that's it. Homework, walking the dog, smoking the joint, repeat, that's it.
But it is. I mean, my children are home. They're college age, so they're 21 and 18. They were both refugees. My son came home from Spain, and my daughter was in Arizona. So we've been through all of that. And they were, I think the cannabis is making us friendlier with each other in isolation.
Oh, that's nice.
We've normalized it in our house. We don't drink that much. We have a set up on our porch where if you need it, it's there. So that's a big change in our household from when my kids were younger. And I think it's helping with the COVID, honestly. Yeah, definitely.
I just did an interview. I don't know if you guys saw. He's actually, I think he may be local to our area, but he wrote a book on
epidemiologist. Or
no, you wrote a book on children's book on why is mommy and daddy smoking pot, and it's an educational book, but a picture book for children.
Okay.
And it's
beautiful. Yeah.
I just interviewed him. It's so beautifully done, and it's a great little book. And that cannabis is not for everybody, and that you know, kids at a certain age should not be smoking it, and should not be exposed to the smoke and all of that. And I'm just curious, as a mom, are you feeling that pressure
with
your kids?
My kids are old. So I will say, when I came back from Colorado, my son is a musician. He's a very good guitar player. He does the music on my show. He lives here with a friend, so I have music. I will say, if you're in quarantine, it's really nice to have music, live music, every day.
Oh, that's nice, Joyce.
But when I came in 2016, he was 17, I think, and my husband and I sat down and we said, you know, everything we knew about cannabis was wrong. Like, seriously, everything we knew was wrong. So we kind of relearned it together. And that is sort of the genesis of the show that, you know, I was the I talk about policy, pot, and religion all the time. So, you know, the policies that created the situation where the laws made it so illegal that if you had a joint, you had to go to jail, or based on bad information. So we're starting from scratch. You have to sort of start this journey saying, everything I knew was wrong. We lived in 100 years of propaganda that was wrong, started by a man named Harry Anslinger, cemented by Nixon, putting it on the Controlled Substance Act. And you just have to step back and say, it was bad law based on bad policy. And now we're back at a place where I talk to my kids about this in a very grown-up way. If it works with your body for anxiety, I would rather that. My son was of the generation, every kid was medicated. We brought him to doctors. He wasn't, because he wouldn't take medication, but they would have given it to him. So, you know, kids of that generation talked to me. His friends talked to me about using cannabis as an alternative to some of the other medications they were on and getting in trouble, without understanding how the medical benefits and understanding what the endocannabinoid system is, without understanding how it works with their own body individually. So this is a discussion about biology. It is not a discussion about morality anymore. Right?
Yes.
Or addiction. Exactly.
Yeah,
or addiction. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, but I also want to point out that just as an alcoholic uses the alcohol, it's the catalyst, it can be the same for cannabis. And there are those that are addicted to cannabis. And
I push back on this a lot, mm-hmm. Frankie. Just not, I'm an attorney. I like to fight. So, you know, first you have to understand how alcohol works with your body as opposed to how cannabis works with your body.
No. Absolutely.
You know,
and I was
you all the time. Yeah. So I think that has to be where people start with. So that's where I would start the conversation.
Yeah. No. But what I'm saying though is that addictive behavior is addictive behavior. When you need anything to be social, that's addictive. That's my point. I was an alcoholism counselor 1,000 years ago, and so, you know, addiction though is totally different. And so whether you use the pot, the gambling, the alcohol,
sugar, the TV,
and I just want
the
people
shopping,
absolutely, absolutely. So we're an addictive society. That's my point. Yeah. Hey, we are out of time. This was. We're out of time, but this was really great. This was great having you ladies with us. And give us the website, please, of the podcast.
It's www.cannamomshow.com. We can be found on Apple everywhere, right, Amy?
Thanks, ladies. And thank all of you. Be safe. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.